that's good. That's very good. Yeah, it's a mess. With the house ground, even if it's at the other end of the house, I would still run another ground wire and connect the two together. You know, that's what I did. My house ground was about 30 feet from where all my other grounds for the ham radio stuff is, and I ran another number 6 copper to connect them together, because I don't want that difference of potential. That's deadly. Alright, I'm just about home, so thanks for riding along, and we'll catch you later. Yeah, enjoy the machine as it is. Obviously you got the PL strained out, and decided to stick and go be uniform with the rest of the other FBI machines, so there you go. Catch you later. ADPR.
Okay, yeah, I got this one here inputted a couple days ago. I forgot to do it, so what I can do is I can tie in my existing earth grounds all together, right? Isn't that what you're saying? Join them together?
Yeah, make sure all the grounds are all connected together, so there's no difference in potential.
Okay, so that's from the earth ground outside. The rods that are going from, they're going into the ground, I can just run another wire to each one and tie them in. So that wouldn't be a problem. It's just the expense of having to get that number 6 wire. That stuff isn't cheap.
I know it. You know, I was in that business, so I remember copper wire was expensive, and it's way more than when I was in business. So, yeah, you go to Home Depot, they keep that stuff under lock and key now. So, all right, catch you later. ABAPR.
Yeah, okay, Phil. I'll definitely work on that. Appreciate your advice. ABAPR, W8 to VIJ 73.